One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very wonderful guest with us today, Olivia.
Hello, I'm Olivia. And I just got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah, you did.
Literally like 2 days ago, right?
Check it out.
You did fresh. 2 days ago. And it wasn't planned.
It was not planned. Also, I was not put under.
You weren't put under?
No, I heard everything.
Oh.
Heard?
I chose that.
You chose that?
Yes, I said, please do not put me under.
You grabbed their wrist and you're like, I better stay awake for this.
I'm terrified.
Well, wait, you didn't want to, you didn't have any like pain reliever at all?
It was locally anesthesia.
Oh.
So it was just like numb right here.
So not laughing gas?
No.
Laughing gas, the thing that they use?
Yes.
Were you laughing?
No, I didn't use that.
Oh.
She didn't want to.
Because I'm a freaking
laughing
crazy
gas doesn't
person.
Put you out.
Wait a second. Why didn't you want to use the laughing gas?
They didn't offer me laughing gas.
Why didn't you want to be put under?
It's a terrifying thing.
I get that.
I held out for 8 years because I didn't want to be put under.
That was the reason you held out?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It was specifically that?
Yes. I was terrified of getting put under. So I was just like prolonging this procedure.
Interesting.
Until Saturday, Sunday night, I was like, oh my God, this really hurts. And then I went to the dentist and they took x-rays and they're like, do you want to get them out in 3 hours? And I was like, real quick, I have to go to this thing real quick. And when I'm back, let's do it.
Wow.
Ooh.
How long had it been hurting? Like just your wisdom teeth in general?
2 days.
So you'd been fine.
I've been fine for a long
time. But
they'd
been telling you to get them pulled for 8 years.
Yes. And, you know, I procrastinated. I wait and I wait. This is how I live my life until it's so painful. And I'm like, get these shits out of my mouth.
I mean, you're not alone. I procrastinate a lot on stuff. But then when it like keeps you up at night, I'm like, let's just freaking get it done.
Dude, I feel like I was like manifesting this because 2 weeks ago I was on TikTok watching people get wisdom teeth removed.
Why?
Because I just knew I needed to get mine out.
TikTok, that shouldn't be allowed.
And
TikTok.
Right now, I'm so afraid to get dry socket. Because on TikTok, everyone says, I got dry socket, even when I did everything right.
What's dry socket?
It's just kind of when you're, the places where it was removed, there's a socket there now, and if it gets kind of exposed,
yeah.
it can hurt and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't have that issue. Mine went fine. And I had three that I had removed, and it was fine. It sucked.
You were put under.
I was put under. And I remember, it's the only time in my life that I've been put under. And I remember specifically having that moment where I'm like, I'm going to fight this.
No.
I'm going to win.
Why would you want to fight that?
It's just an urge. I want to be like, I'm stronger than anesthesia.
You're not.
This is my moment where I find out I'm superhuman. So they you know, they put the stuff in you and you're kind of, I'm there. And I'm like, I'm focusing. I'm like, stay awake, stay awake, stay awake. And then this dentist was so friggin' smart because he knew specifically the question
like,
to ask me that's going to make me fall asleep. And he goes, so you're like an actor? Because this is when I was like 17, 18. He's like, so you're like an actor? And I'm like, yeah. And then he's just like, oh, so do you have like an agent or something? And I was like, yeah, I have an agent, you know? And I'm like, you didn't even need the anesthesia. I'm going to fall asleep.
He
doing
wore
this anyways.
You down, baby.
And so I'm like, yeah. He's like, so you have like,
anything coming up?
You have like a commercial agent or a theatrical? I'm like, yeah, I have an agent for commercials and an agent for.
Dude, he distracted you until.
Gone. I thought they were going to ask me to count backwards from 10 or something and I could focus on that. But no, he started to ask me some dumbass
no,
questions.
No, they never do the countdown. They always are just like, so they get you into a comfy place. Where you go, this is just a friend.
They're manipulative. Because can you imagine, like, being the doctor just like, he's like, oh, this person's going to fall asleep. Whenever. Like, that's such a weird, vulnerable place to be.
Well,
yeah. Like, they're just,
anesthesiologists,
like,
that's what they do.
They're sickos.
I'm so fascinated by their job. First of all, they get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they sit through all the procedures because they're seeing if they need to give you more or not. They sit through everything.
And they steal your dreams.
Yeah, they do.
They feed off dreams.
They steal your dreams.
No, so, they, yeah, they are. Good they for are you. Sick, sick humans.
They are. I like them. I've been put under so many times, and I feel
what?
Like
what?
Yeah.
Just for fun.
No, just surgeries.
Wait, why do you enjoy being put under?
No. I get very scared.
I don't think anyone enjoys it.
I think the night before, I'm always like, I could die today.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But no, you don't. They've got you.
How do you know?
They get paid so much money because they literally have to sit there. They monitor you the whole time.
That's what they went to college for 7 years for.
Yeah, they.
It does not seem like long enough.
Listen.
I need you to go for another 13.
You need to be in there for a long time.
No, it's scary. It's scary, but like, my biggest thing is I always think that when they bring me into the room, I'm always like, I'm awake. And I think I am awake. I think I also fight it too. I'm like, I'm going to stay awake this whole time. And one time I was awake when I was in the room.
Oh God.
And they were like, oh, we need to get another IV in her. I didn't hear them say that. And then I was like,
they're shooting you with tranquilizer darts.
And I was
darts,
like, I wanted like, to be like, don't do another IV. But obviously I wasn't speaking.
Give me the juice.
No way.
Feel good
and
juice.
The last anesthesiologist I had was like, did you work at Mohawk Bend?
That's so funny.
And then
funny.
You just fell asleep.
And I went, I did.
And it's I good memory. Asleep. I'm telling you, they're sickos.
So Olivia, you got your wisdom teeth pulled. So you're swollen. You're in a little bit of pain. And we are playing Try Not to Laugh today. So, and you said earlier before we started recording that you laughed a little bit earlier and you're worried that it might have messed something up. So you actually have many reasons not to want to laugh right now.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be the I think when I'm going to laugh, I'm going to go like this.
That's kind of how you laugh anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to just do that. Like, this doesn't hurt.
That's a baby bird who's never leaving the nest.
Right. So I'm going to be doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I just think it's so funny that we decided to play Try Not to Laugh today. And I came out and you had an ice pack on you. And I knew you got your wisdom teeth out, but I guess I didn't know. You know?
And we planned on doing this Try Not to Laugh for over, like, I'd say about four years. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't like canceling on anything.
Of course.
When I say I'm doing
that's
something.
That's clear.
I'm.
that's evident.
For people who are wondering, like, did you not plan this? Again, it was an emergency extraction. Okay. If I had time to plan.
This was special forces.
It was special ops.
They got in there.
They got
SEAL
in there.
SEAL Team 6.
Wow. Dude got in there. And so, yeah.
I wish I knew that it was going to be like this because I would have planned better for this Try Not to Laugh. I would have had
guys,
like...
Guys, I'm going to laugh.
I know. You're going to laugh?
No, hey, I don't want you to dry socket or whatever it's called.
I want you to get dry mouth.
I don't want a socket to be dry ever. So just don't...
Always I should have had Always Olivia moist. Has a cup of water and I wish I had one just filled with whiskey right now. I think that'd be really funny.
This is whiskey.
I believe it's, that.
She's like back at the dentist when they give you that little water thing.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to like suck.
Totally.
Yeah. I tell myself that every day.
Same.
Okay.
Sure.
So the way this works is we will state when we are starting it. It hasn't begun yet. We haven't been playing. But once we begin, whoever laughs the most loses. Whoever laughs the least wins.
Wins what that win? Gift card that we always
The ever-growing
about.
Gift card that
no,
nobody ever gets.
No, it's more just for fun. It's like, you know, you get royalties
nobody
here.
Nobody cares.
I care.
Okay.
We only play and fight to win.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to begin?
Yes.
And it begins now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So, just right off
so,
the bat. Yeah, okay, Olivia, hit us with it, whatever you're about to say.
Yeah.
I know a lot about you, Shane.
What? Okay.
You actually do. You know, you've known Shane scary. For how many years?
Only for a decade.
Wow.
I know.
Is he the same guy?
He's the same fucking guy. And I understand. I said that in a way where it could be misleading, where it's like, did you mean that in a mean way or a nice way?
But
and
you just mean you just.
He's the same you just put fucking
the effort,
guy.
You just put
he's
the
same
in there.
Fucking guy.
Okay, I feel like I've grown a little bit. I feel like I've evolved in some ways.
I guess not.
Guess not, at all.
So okay. He's the same. Is Olivia the same?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
How are you different?
I just extracted two of my wisdom
that
teeth.
Is actually fair.
And you have your hair
you
down.
Do have less
I
teeth.
See a lot of videos of you with your hair up and ponytails. Hi.
Say it. Say it to my face.
You're the same. Okay, you're the same, but with less
look
teeth.
At my face.
You're the same.
Look at my
no,
swollen
you're different.
Face.
You have a square jaw now.
I look like a house.
You look like a house?
I look like a damn condo.
God.
Okay.
No.
My face looks like a stop sign.
That's actually true. I'm, you know what? I'm having
how
fun.
How dare you, Amanda?
It does, and it's great.
Olivia
it's
is our friend.
Down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you tell friends the truth.
You tell friends the truth.
She I is a stop so. Sign, and it's fine.
Your wife actually told me something this morning. She said, I was scrolling on TikTok. I thought you were another content creator. Because your face looks so different.
Oh, I'm holding it in. I need to win one of these. Oh.
She literally did not think it was me.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She said, oh, that's that content creator. House girl.
Oh, are you
house face.
Are you from that hit TV show? House?
Dude. Ha ha ha. That's funny. Ha ha ha.
Wow.
That's
wow.
really funny.
Okay. Wow.
You guys have a lot of history.
No, I had the thought while we were just talking about 10 years ago about how funny it would have been if Amanda had been there when we were at Defy Media, just in those early days.
Would it be funny? Would I have
I
a good
know.
Time?
I don't know. If you...
What would it be like?
No, I...
You would have shielded us. You would have been our protector.
Oh. I probably would have. Maybe
you,
I would have been a hard.
You
hardened...
probably would have gotten in fights there.
You would have gotten in fights.
I love getting in fights.
We would have dominated.
Yeah, we would have. I love an uprising.
Things would have been different.
If I was there, I would have taken
just such
down
a different
the
workplace.
When we,
you know,
yeah, you know, because you're sexy mommy.
I'm sexy mommy, and I would have taken down everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you going about to laugh?
No, I didn't laugh.
I'm letting myself enjoy.
Okay.
I'm letting myself.
Wow.
Enjoy.
Okay. Well, I'm playing the game.
I'm
you know, I'm taking this seriously. I'm respecting.
Hey, sexy
this.
Mommy protector is taking this seriously too.
Speaking of the game.
Okay, what's up?
You know, I love Boston.
Olivia, you know this about Olivia, right?
Loves Boston.
Her favorite movie is
The Town.
The Town.
The Town, starring Ben Affleck.
So she's never been to Boston.
Sure.
But she loves Boston.
The culture.
As just a backdrop.
She
oh
met
my
someone
God.
From Chelsea.
I did.
Yeah.
Said he got stabbed.
And that
I
makes
think
sense
if
to
you
me.
Live in Boston, you're going to get stabbed.
Well, Chelsea, specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the town, all of those people in the town were basically just regular people living
Chelsea's
in Chelsea.
Chelsea's a, like a part of Boston?
It's like a suburb of Boston.
Okay. And everyone really there, suburb. That's the hardcore area.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last a day there.
Probably not. No, I don't think so. I
whatever.
Think I'd be scared walking
would
around in Boston.
No, your liver.
Here's the thing. Come on. Boston is so gentrified right now. Like, Southie used to be like, Whitey Bulger lived here. Yeah, okay. It was spooky when I went there to visit. Like, you'd swim in the water and you were like, I'm going to die today.
What do you mean? Why would the...
Just because the water was gross. But Southie is so gentrified now. Now it's like fancy-ass apartments. It's like Los Feliz.
There's like a little blue bottle there.
There's a little blue bottle.
If there's a blue bottle there, then
you might get shanked there.
Yeah.
You're not going to get shanked at Blue Bottle.
Like,
listen.
Can I get a NOLA and a side of shanking?
Right.
You like that?
You like that?
I do like that.
I know you like that.
I'm enjoying this because I get to be here. You know what? I love Boston so much, and I have already told Olivia this a million times. She would love Boston because it just... You never have to guess what people are feeling about you.
That's true.
They let you know. But here's the deal. They are flexible. Like, if they hate you 1 second, they could like love you and save your family 5 minutes later.
Oh, sure.
They just don't trust. See, they don't trust you.
That's what I love about them. It's all heart, man.
It's all heart, and they like don't trust you right at the start.
Everyone's just loud.
My bingo card's probably just getting lit up by this point.
No, we can't go an episode without talking about Boston.
I mean, I don't talk about the town. I love the town.
You did bring it up.
You know, she's never seen Gone Baby Gone.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
And that's not your favorite?
I don't know. The town is so good. I love Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
There you go, Boston. Anything starring Mark Wahlberg.
Mac.
Yeah, The Departed.
Oh my God. Departed's about Whitey Bulger. And you know, Whitey Bulger was captured in Santa Monica.
What?
He was captured in Santa Monica with his girlfriend. And my mom's, like, my childhood really good friend. He was a very, very rich, they had a very rich family. It was like when, for Halloween, you would go to their neighborhood because it was like, these decorations are going to be sick. He was an attorney, and he repped Whitey Bulger's girlfriend.
Wow.
And she was like, I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what was going on. It was like,
imagine your last name being Bulger.
Next Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Mass. You could do what Johnny Depp did.
Oh, okay.
Get contacts. Shave your head.
Yeah, okay.
Boston's a funny topic. I can tell it's tickling you guys. It's God, if anyone's listening to this and not seeing, it's going to be great.
Not seeing?
Singing.
Yeah, if you're listening to the audio of this, it's got to be wild.
Olivia really? Just got her wisdom teeth out. She can only expand her mouth to a certain point. And she's really sore. I feel like you're like my kid brother. That I'm like, hey, can my kid brother come on the pod?
Hey, let him come on over. Let him hang out.
Cool.
You are cool.
You're very cool.
No, you're cool.
So would you want to go to Boston?
Yes, 100%.
What's stopping you?
No one wants to go with
me. She's not allowed.
Sam doesn't want to go to Boston?
No, it's not like a destination that people want to go
to. But it is, though. That's what people are missing out on. It's so awesome. You have the North End.
What's the North End?
You can't just say
that. Little Italy, essentially. Famous. You walk around and it's like, you are literally in Little Italy. You're like by a cigar shop and you get an espresso and you're like, wow.
Why don't I just go to Italy?
Yeah, why don't I just like take a longer flight to Italy?
Because it's expensive.
That's true.
What are you guys doing?
I want to like be a cop in Boston.
Ooh, you know, if I became a cop in Boston, I'd have to like cut contact with you guys.
Why?
Because I would do horrible things. I would feel horrible things. I would do horrible things.
No, but I want to be a good cop, you know?
Have you seen The Departed? There's no such thing as a good cop.
I just want to be a cop that actually, you know what, I'm just a cop, but I don't do much. I kind of just like...
You want to be like a donut cop. Who's hanging out outside of a donut shop being like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
and they kind of like, hey, Mikey, what are you doing?
You stay out of trouble, huh?
Like, I just want to like go and like show up and order like a sandwich from a deli. And I'm like, Margaret, make me that sandwich I like and like a cup of coffee.
You're not actually trying to solve anything. You're just kind of walking
around. I'm like solving
around.
Like little crimes.
I have zero interest in being a cop, but I sometimes what sounds funny is being like a constable.
Like, what's that?
From like the 1800s, like in Britain, you know, the guys who walk down the street, they've got the baton. And they're like, oh,
yeah, you would be really good at that.
They see something. They're like, aren't
those cops?
What?
Aren't those cops?
They're basically cops, but it's, you know, like a constable. You know,
yeah,
like to be a constable would be, I think, a little more fun. I have to have a big mustache and I have to have the hat that's the strap underneath.
No, you would
walk around and I'm like,
you would crush in that time.
I mean, I've never watched Peaky Blinders. I need to watch it.
I think what we just said was Peaky Blinders.
I think
Peaky Blinders
just described Peaky
is
Blinders.
So good. It's so good. For a while, I wanted to wear everything. I wanted to wear that big coat and that hat. And shave my head all the way around and just leave like this top.
Just a little tiny bit.
But
you could still do that.
I don't know if that would work on me.
Probably not.
I mean, if you're walking around the east side of LA, it works.
Yeah. I'll try it. One day I'll come in.
Okay.
Do you guys think Nosferatu is hot?
No.
Yes.
Did you actually?
I actually did.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
It's funny that you say that because I watched a sketch at UCB last week where it was a Nosferatu stripper.
That's awesome.
What does that mean?
He stripped.
Just picture Nosferatu in his jacket stripping.
That's there.
You know what I read? You know what I read about Nosferatu or about Bill Skarsgård? Is he went to Iceland and studied under an opera teacher to figure out his voice.
Wow.
And she essentially was like, speak from your forehead,
can
whatever
you try?
That means.
Can you do it?
It's like, rush, rush.
I'm laughing. She made me laugh.
He was creepy.
Do you think he saw it?
No. Absolutely not.
Is it wrong that my Hear Me Out is Nosferatu?
No. I don't think so. He's...
I didn't enjoy... I'm not going to spoil anything, but I didn't enjoy, you know, some scenes of him.
Sure. You're saying, though, his overall aura and vibe.
I just like that he was like, I know what I want.
Okay.
Did he or was
yeah,
she
Yeah, you
calling
could definitely say that
him?
About Dracula.
Or was she calling for him?
He's not Dracula, though.
He's Nosferatu.
Did you know that they almost got
they
rid
ripped
of
it off.
All the 1929 silent film films because they got sued by the guy who did Dracula.
Bram Stoker.
And they had one copy, and that's how Nosferatu from 1929.
Wait, so Nosferatu isn't Dracula?
It's just a full ripoff
no.
of Dracula. So it's all one word. Like, it's they're all
Count,
slightly named
Count,
changes.
His name is Count... Nosferatu is Count Lorik or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And, like, Van Helsing is not Van Helsing. He's something else. But it's Dracula. It's
so Nosferatu just, is Dracula.
Yeah. It's...
Count Orlok.
It is basically, it's Dracula. It's just, the
it's
names are all changed.
Yeah.
It's a ripoff. It's an off-brand
yeah.
of Dracula.
Wait, if his name is Orlok, why is his name also Nosferatu?
I feel like Nosferatu is like the legend
yeah.
name.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is me just
I don't know. We're
guessing after watching
it
once.
We're guessing. We're putting it some together. But yeah, it's a lot of like branding and copyright stuff, which is why Nosferatu exists, but also Dracula exists. And they are kind of the same,
yeah.
but not...
I didn't like parts of him, like the rats.
I don't like the rats, but...
The rats are awful. I also thought Lily Rose Depp did such a good job.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, girl.
The acting was really great. Yeah.
Nosferatu's not for me.
No. No, me neither.
I mean...
Me neither. Speaking of hot, though, I started watching The X-Files.
Oh, okay. Have you never? Gillian Anderson?
I've never watched it before. I was... So I'm watching it. Because I just started it, and it's weird to watch a show with that much sexual chemistry. Like, oh my God, right off the bat, first
Wait,
20
with,
minutes.
With each other, with the aliens.
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. The two,
aliens.
They're two agents, not with the aliens.
No. The aliens are separate. It's like Men
I do
in
think
Black.
There is some sexual chemistry between humans and the aliens.
Have you felt that personally?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Anyways, so in X-Files... Like, right off the bat, like, they come to Gillian Anderson, and she's, like, this skeptical, like, type of agent. And they're like, hey, we've got this other agent, Mulder, and he's very, like, he's into all this stuff.
Yeah.
We want you to kind of trail him and, like, go along with all of his cases.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, they're going off checking out all these cases about aliens and stuff, and you're just like, whoa, you guys need
to
fuck.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
That's the yeah. best part of a show, is they're not yeah. together.
And all I'm thinking is, like, they're both hot, right? They're just these two hot-ass agents.
Hot-ass agents.
And I'm like, imagine you get abducted by aliens. You're freaking out because you just got abducted by aliens. You're talking to people about it. And all of a sudden, these two hot-ass FBI agents show up. And they're like, hey, what's going on? And I'd be like, stop! I just got abducted by aliens, and now you aliens show up? Like, what the
right,
hell? I'd
right.
be more weirded out by these hot-ass FBI agents who need to fuck.
You'd be like, you guys should just do it. Let me go up there and deal with these aliens. You guys should just get it going.
Can you imagine you get attacked by Sasquatch, and then the next day these hot-ass FBI agents show up?
You'd see an alien?
No, but, like, there's other things than aliens in X-Files, right? They don't, it's not just aliens.
Oh, so you're from the POV of the person
who got, like, they're the target, they're the victim in the case. And then all of a sudden, like, these sexy FBI, because in real life, I don't feel like FBI agents are ever very sexy. They're, like, not. They're kind of, like, grizzled and messed up.
Not all the time. Have you watched Sicario?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But Emily Blunt was way out.
No,
of
but they're
her
a little
depth.
More. They're a little more like. But they're still a little more messed up.
No, I hear you. I think
you know
I think
I
detective.
Mean?
I feel like they don't have a lot of time to print.
They're not trying to look good.
No.
Like Mulder and Scully are always kind of like.
Like Sarah like Kreis cool. to me isn't hot.
Exactly. Like.
Thanks for saying
no,
that.
I think
Sarah Kreis
like,
is the sexiest.
I just mean like they're more scary.
Person.
You know.
No.
No, Sarah Kreis
is sexy.
Her hair's wet. You know, she's like, she's just, that jacket she's been wearing for years.
Because, like, what Sarah Kreis is based off of, like, Kate Winslet in like,
Mare of Easttown.
Yeah.
It's also, like, The Killing.
It's like Kate Winslet's gorgeous, but her in that vibe, she's not hot in that moment.
I think we need to bring that back. I think we need to bring back, like, why are they all perceived to be kind of, like, messy and...
Well, I think...
That's literally why when I came up with Sarah Kreis, I was like, every detective show that I've watched, they all are portrayed the same way as females. And here's the thing. As men too, like, they still have this, but females, they're like super messy, super horny, very divorced, always has a kid somewhere that they're not paying attention to. They always lose their gun and badge. They always have, like, a relationship with the chief that's not sexual, but it's like he's given her too many chances.
Yeah.
And they always fuck up, and they eat shit.
It's like a True Detective, the one with Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No,
Jodie Foster's absolute archetype of, like, FBI agent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always has.
Would you rather be an FBI agent or a CIA agent? Or a double agent?
Boy, that's a... this is a really awesome situation to be in. I don't know.
You said CIA, FBI?
If I could be CIA and know what's going on in Area 51, sure.
You only want... There's definitely
only
stuff
going on. If I can find out about aliens...
Have you watched Venom, The Last Dance? They tell you everything that's going on in Area 51.
Have I watched Venom, The Last Dance?
Yeah, it's the last movie of Venom, Tom Hardy's Venom.
What's Venom, The Last Dance?
Like, literally, all you need to know is in that movie of Area 51.
You watched it?
I love Venom.
All three movies?
All three movies. Was the last one good? Not really. You've never seen Venom?
I've seen the first Venom.
I've seen
on
the
a
first
plane.
One. And I thought it was really good.
I liked it.
I watched it in the movie theaters.
Yeah. They still got those?
Hey. Don't do this.
Wow.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You got him.
Don't do this, man.
You got him.
Earnestly looking at me going, hey.
Hey, don't do that.
Hey.
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 Don't.
Stop. Come on. You guys have known each other long enough. Don't do this.
I know a lot about you. Ask me anything. I'll say anything about
What's my favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
Yeah.
I know. It's pink.
Wait, I know this?
It's pink.
You do know this.
Brown.
You know, we went over this
pink, brown, yellow, black.
I'm glad you said brown. It's one of them.
Yeah, it's like you like
pink. And you do like pink.
Yeah, it's like pink, brown, and yellow.
Not yellow. No.
Yeah, you do.
Green.
Beige.
Green. Green's one of them.
I think green is one of them.
I know it is.
There's like my favorite that I said on a podcast a couple weeks ago.
Oh, and this is what fucks me up because you never freaking wear it. Orange.
Yeah. Orange.
He loves orange, but he never wears it, not once. He just enjoys it from afar.
Orange is not always great as like a clothing color.
What rhymes with orange?
Dorange.
Yeah. Did you also see the Eminem thing?
Yeah. We're talking about the same Eminem interview
from
forever ago where he's like, when people say like nothing rhymes with orange, it pisses me off. Because like you got like Dorange.
Whoa.
Like,
is that Eminem? Is he here in the house right now?
Scumming it down my neck.
You have to count both of that.
I always loved watching Eminem rap back in the day. He has this crazy, he's like staring at the floor. Just like, he's like this. Like when he's rapping, he's just like,
dude,
he's like looking at
I'm
and
dead.
He's like doing this. He's like.
Do you remember when his beard was really dark and it was very confusing?
Oh, that's not him anymore. That's when he was like, all right.
I'm for sure getting dry socket. Like, I'm not
avoiding
that.
Yeah, for sure.
That.
You're definitely getting it. As soon as Eminem got brought up, you were screwed up.
I kind of can't handle it. I'm having an out-of-body experience.
What? What's wrong?
Just dry socket and your giggles.
This whole entire episode is so fucked.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. And if you're, you better listen.
Dude, you're going to pop, burst something. I don't know what it is.
If you're listening, you better not pause. Don't stop.
Olivia brings an energy that you just, it's just unrivaled.
There's nothing you can prepare for when Olivia comes in.
It's sometimes I come in crazy, and sometimes I come in crazy, and I have my wisdom teeth out.
You just don't know what you're going to get. You know, it's like if you gave the girl from The Ring an iced coffee.
What?
I'm for sure
that's
getting
the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Tell me that's not Olivia.
Wow.
Dude, that is so mean.
Did you just come up with that?
I just observed.
That's so mean.
That's you.
So
wait, because I'm scary?
Well, you're scary, but you're also not scary.
I'm haunted.
Like, because if the girl from The Ring was holding an iced coffee, she wouldn't be as scary.
That's You'd
just be
so
like, whoa,
funny.
What's going on here?
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Whoa. What's going on?
I just got a deck of cards.
Yeah. I saw
a deck of cards over, you know, I always forget, like, we have so many games around here and we have cards and stuff. And I'm like, I just need to grab these.
You know, and whenever a guy comes up to me and does a magic trick, I'm taking my clothes off. I'm just kidding.
And that's the magic trick. He's shuffling his cards. He looks up, you're naked.
Is this your card? Never mind. It doesn't matter. The trick is done. And that's Chris Angel.
And, you know, by the way, I was joking.
Is this for me? Is that for Olivia?
Seven of diamonds.
No.
Okay, give one to
A of clubs.
Don't tell. Now it's ruined.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right, I'm going to guess your card.
Go ahead.
Hold it out for the cameras. Queen of hearts.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Are you flirting with us? We're your coworkers.
No.
And we're all in relationships.
Shane, we're not going to take our top off.
I'm throwing cards out and I'm just trying to guess them.
This is not okay.
Check this out. Three of spades.
this should be a new character for
God,
you.
God dang
Failed
it.
Failed magician.
Let's see if I can get one of these. Okay. Nine of diamonds.
You're so off.
Four of spades. Okay.
Let me see one.
You do it. You just looked at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna do one.
You're gonna have to guess.
I'm guessing that one?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you a little hint.
What? Oh, we're doing that thing. We're doing the challenge pit thing where you'd kind of act out the thing. Oh, okay. I think it's maybe a queen of spades. Is it not a queen?
No.
Oh. Oh. Oh, a king. A jack. An ace.
No.
Two, three, four, five, seven, six, seven, eight, nine.
All right, we're done.
It's a four of diamonds. That was a kid.
That is
he was
not
royal.
A four of diamonds. That was so bad, okay. Dude.
Ready for
that
this one?
That was so bad. What? Okay.
See what this is?
Yeah, we see it. Can you guess it?
It is.
For our audio listeners, just you also guess.
That's why I stopped.
It's five hearts.
You got it.
Fuck.
Sorry.
That's why I stopped.
It was a king of hearts.
I was gonna commit. I was gonna commit so hard, and then I was like, if I was an audio listener, I would be so
bored.
Annoyed.
I know. We were just guessing cards and guessing. We guessed them all incorrectly.
It's like on podcasts when people have a person there who's kind of like their fact checker, but they're not really on, they're kind of off, and they're having a conversation with them and they're like, oh my God, so Mary's saying what Mary's saying that she, oh yeah, she loves that Mary, and you're just like, I don't know,
we need to
Mary
get
is.
We, what if we hired someone to be a professional fact checker for all of Smosh?
That's Selena.
That's literally Selena.
I know, but like to be like to like announce things as we're going, so it's like if you just say something that's wrong, they're just like, wrong,
right?
No.
That can be you.
Can I just tell you guys?
What's up?
I am so hungry right now.
Wait.
You can.
I thought, can't you have like smoothies?
Can we?
Yeah.
A protein
okay,
shake?
Fine. I haven't had hard foods.
Okay, you've been eating a liquid diet for a few
I
days.
Am so hungry. My eyes are crossed.
They're not.
They're not. I have good news for you. They're not.
Oh my God.
It's so crazy that, you know, you talk about food. I was thinking about smoothies.
Oh, no.
And I weirdly got... That's not right, Amanda. I weirdly got...
Okay.
Amanda's checking her phone right now.
I got this...
She got a voicemail.
I got this voicemail.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And it was, like, addressed to you, and I was like, the fuck?
I'm definitely getting a dry socket.
You're going to get dry socket in a second.
Let's
Three,
see.
Two, one.
Hey, Olivia. How are you? This is Moonflower down at the smoothie shop down by your house. I just want to let you know, like, hey, girl, like, we're missing you so much. Like, you've been making a ton of smoothies on your IG, your Instagram story. Get a girl. We're super proud of you. But, you know, like, what about us? So, yeah, we've been really missing you and wondering when you're going to come in and say hi to us and order a smoothie from us. But it sounds like you brought your own blue splarina and you're making your own fancy smoothies, which is so crazy because it's, like, kind of what we do. I kind of sound like Gabby on the Traders. Actually, I kind of sound like Gabby on the Traders when I do this. Like, what are we all talking about? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
That's just me.
So
mid-recording, you're just starting to feel it.
Yeah, so come on back, okay? Stop making smoothies in your home because we're losing money. And we miss you. We miss you a lot. We wish that you would come by.
All right, Moonflower.
Okay, love you, girl.
I love how that had a little segue in it where you started to realize you sounded like Gabby from the...
I was like, Gabby from the Traders. This is kind of like Gabby from the Traders. I honestly think it's Trader on Trader. Like, I really think that. And I wanted to wear this outfit today. Tom is so annoying.
Do you ever get served for TikToks where it's like on her
I
podcast
do.
Where she's wearing the sunglasses and she's always turned to the side and she's like... You want me to come in at 9 o'clock? No, bitch.
Yeah.
I move on my own time. The sun is my only shepherd. Like, she's just saying all this crazy, like, kind of poetry.
No, I've never seen that.
Well, you're missing out.
I know who she is on the Traders, and I know I got served her TikTok, but I don't really know her.
I don't know either.
Your voice slips into it randomly.
She's like a reality star. She's been on, like, The Bachelor and stuff, and people love her.
Gabby. It's almost like she's, like, kind of talking like this, and she's almost, like, out of breath, but she's just like,
really
okay,
good.
What's going on here? This is so weird that you guys are doing this.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I mean, that wasn't me who did the voicemail, but it was so crazy
that
when
was,
I heard it back.
Isn't that insane?
I was like, wow, that does sound like Gabby. And did I practice it in the car for 20 minutes? I just had fun.
Amanda, that is you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Olivia, that's not
That's
her.
Moonflower.
Oh,
you've been making a lot of smoothies at your house. You even bought yourself blue splarina.
We're doing little voice notes, huh? Aren't we?
Do you have voicemails? Do you have something?
Yeah, Olivia doesn't pick up her phone.
Olivia just got that phone yesterday.
So true.
She had a razor before that.
Oh my god, I miss her razor.
I actually don't have any voice notes. I'm sorry, any that I can share because they're all rated R.
Of course. And this is a family podcast.
This is a G-rated podcast.
It actually is. I'm not going to lie. I did have a fan of an older woman with her small son and said that they listened to the pod all the time.
Oh, well.
She was like, oh my God, you're Amanda from Smosh Mouth. I love the pod. Me and my son listen to it all the time.
Oh
my
gosh. That's so sweet.
It was really sweet.
A lady and her son listened to the podcast?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so awesome. Well, to you guys listening, fuck you!
Hey!
Oh my god!
Thought that would make you laugh.
No, they were really sweet. No, it's almost like...
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Listening.
To any moms and sons listening, you're great. You're cool.
You know...
We just respect you.
And if you meet me in real life, I'm a completely different person.
Olivia will stab you.
I'm from Boston.
Olivia's like the sweetest little being
just
ever.
Just a huge piece of shit.
She rides or die for her friends. She's so sweet.
She'll cook you anything.
I'll cook you, slap you across the face.
Yeah, she'll cook you some shit and throw it at you.
This is all an act. She is unbelievably caring.
This is an act. I have my wisdom teeth.
She will cook you anything you want, and she's really good at it.
Did you get to keep the teeth?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
You don't have
You're gonna have to come over to my house.
I'm not doing that.
You kept the teeth?
Yeah, of course.
That's $3.
What?
Put that under your pillow. That's $3.
Damn.
You wouldn't want to keep your teeth.
How much did the Tooth Fairy give you?
Oh yeah, I got money. Tooth Fairy came in. I think it was like a dollar.
What just happened?
I think it was a dollar. I thought you meant you were selling it somewhere that like is out there.
Well, there you could do that too.
No, I kept. Here's
Did you
thing.
Get a dollar? What was your exchange?
I got a
rate?
Dollar.
Okay.
And then my mom kept all of our little baby teeth in a little little
that's
tin thing, which I think people think
that's
people
not
people
disgusting.
Find that so gross.
I think that's insane.
You know what I find a little gross is like lockets of hair.
Yeah, but they're good for spells.
They are really good for spells.
You saying that is so weird.
It's also
I mean,
really
you need
good
to keep
for
your baby
floss.
Teeth so that if a demon's coming after you and you can throw them at
it. I don't know why you keep your baby teeth.
I don't know why people keep baby teeth.
Well,
I'm like, what are you
cute.
Good? You got to do something with those someday.
Remember
they're
when you were
cute.
A kid and you used to spin your tooth
yeah.
around and the back of your tooth would be facing forward and you're like, it needs to come out, Mom.
That was the good stuff. That was kind of like I was kind of addicted to it.
Me too. Wait, I was like,
I don't know if this actually happened, but did someone tie a string on my tooth and close the door?
That's like a thing that you should do.
I did that once.
I think I did that once too.
I did it and it worked.
It's not good for you, I don't think.
I did it
it's
and it worked.
It's not a clean rip.
I did it and it was funny.
Did you laugh?
I remember just being like, oh, it worked!
You know, that's, you know when you lose your a tooth in like elementary school and then you just put like a tissue over and then you're fine? It's so weird because I just don't have that recovery like I used to.
Well, also, your wisdom teeth are getting, they have roots, teeth. Whereas your baby teeth didn't have the same kind of roots that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's
right,
why.
Right.
We're born with our adult teeth in our skulls.
Which is so cool.
It's fucking terrifying. That's when you realize that humans are messed up. Like, we're
or
messed
awesome.
Up.
Awesome.
Mm, we're kind of messed up, you know? Ah! Oh, sorry, it was just a ghost. Anyways.
No sounds can scare me.
Really?
You're right.
After hearing drilling and sawing of all my teeth getting pulled out.
You didn't go under. You should have went under.
I wanted
I think
hear
they
it.
Were scared of you.
Of yeah. course. Don't put me under.
You know what?
Because you were there awake just
well,
staring at
this
them.
This is what I was doing.
You ever made direct eye contact
started,
with your dentist the whole time?
I was humming.
No.
To do that.
No.
Assert dominance.
I don't have the strength to deal with that amount of cringe. I would never look at my dentist directly in the eye.
Because you're so beautiful.
Thanks, Olivia. That's exactly why.
Laugh, bitch.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Thank you.
Okay. God, how long was the procedure?
20 minutes.
Oh.
That's a long ass time.
No, that sounds pretty good.
No, she was awake.
I was listening to a podcast.
What podcast?
Oh, yeah, what podcast? It's like We Can Do Hard Things by fucking Glennon
Doyle. Esther Perel.
No, I was listening to like a DGA podcast about like the making of.
Are you getting some work done?
Brutalist.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, guys, he's talking. He's talking about how you made stop drilling really quick.
He's talking about how he poured concrete in a really straight.
Like, can you guys stop drilling for a sec?
So does that mean you enjoyed Adrian Brody's 5-minute and 30-second speech at the Oscars?
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the movie.
You didn't watch the movie? You just listened to a
podcast? I didn't watch the movie either, but I watched his speech.
I watched his speech, too.
I didn't watch his speech.
He told the music to stop aggressively, and they did.
He threw his gum at his girlfriend, right?
He did.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She didn't catch
did
it, but then she finally did.
Man, the pianist, the brutalist.
The pianist is such a good movie.
Next thing is.
What's he going to be next?
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Could you imagine if he switched to, like, Exorcist movies?
I believe that.
Okay, so I'm so hungry, you know?
Too bad, dude.
I'm so hungry. Like, what I would do right now for a fucking... Sorry for cursing.
Whoa, do not say truck in here.
Dude, what I would do for, like, a sandwich, a tuna melt that scratches the top of my mouth.
Okay.
Don't cry. Not
don't
here.
Don't cry, Olivia.
I just want that.
We'll
so
get
bad.
You. Wait.
Don't cry because you know what's crazy? Is I have one more thing. Apparently one of your fans called me. Oh, I didn't
don't
label
do this.
This
shit
I didn't
right
label
now,
this
man.
One. I hope this is the
it's
right
Adrian
one.
Brody.
I'm empty inside.
this message for Olivia. I just want to let you know my name's Ronald, and I'm living in the great place in Houston, Texas. And I just want to let you know that I'm one of your biggest fans. You don't know me, but I know you, and I just think you're great. And I, you know, I'm loving your content lately, and you're having fun, you're posting, and I'm having a good time watching it. I remember you from the start when you used to wear tight-ass sweatshirts and your hair was always up in a ponytail, and you know what, I really like that. You know, you're just a wonderful lady, and you're wonderful now, and you're wonderful still. And I just want to let you know that you got to keep doing what you're doing, and I just want to say, like, you're a good person. Olivia Sway, you can't sway me another way. You'll always be my number one as Mosh, you know? Everyone else is, they're kind of good, but you're my number one.
That's right.
All right, well, I sent you a really long email a couple weeks back, and you haven't responded, so just want to let you know I pitched you an idea, and I'd love you to put it on your content. All right, bye, Olivia Sway.
Wow, what a sweetie. Ronald, that's his name. He sent you a really long email of a pitch.
Yeah, why do you have Ronald's voicemail?
It's so weird. I put my phone number just out there for anyone to call me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ronald.
555-5555.
Yeah, so it's an easy one.
You guys ever get pitches?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, all the time.
Because you...
No, I don't.
Oh.
I just pitched
you guys. I get a lot of emails of pitches.
Really?
Oh, I get email, like, messages on IG of pitches.
I get
like
stuff.
Yeah, I get pitches.
I get stuff like, hello, like transfer money, you know.
No, I get like, I have a great idea for Sarah Christ.
See, can I get some of that? Give me some ideas, guys.
It's so awesome.
That's really cool.
I can't respond to all of them, but I literally am like, that's a freaking great idea. And then when they do the fan fiction, when we read out here, I'm like, that's a really good idea. Like someone did a Sarah Christ fan fiction where it was me as Amanda, a ghost hunter. And Sarah Christ, like, came to me through the afterworld, and we had to solve her crime or something. I know.
That's amazing.
This isn't even to make you guys laugh. I'm just telling you.
Just having a good time.
You guys, my inbox is open. It's shanetop@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
That'd be so dumb if
my
that
email
was it.
Is shanetop. I'm dumb, 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 dumb.
Whoa, okay.
@AOL.com.
Oh.
You can contact me at swayalltheway@AOL.com.
Ew.
Email me whatever you want. Just go wild.
Actually, sorry. You can actually email this real email address. It's chaintopandbottomandmiddle@gmail.com.
Yeah, put those cards down.
Yeah, you suck.
Hey, put the cards down.
Hey,
man.
They were fun.
Hey, put those cards
they
down.
They were fun. They were really fun. For a pod, really fun.
What?
It's just crazy.
Why is he laughing?
I knew it. When I saw her with her wisdom teeth out, I was like, this energy is going to be lit.
I just do not ever take chewing, biting for granted. And sucking. And
right.
Spitting. Because okay. Those are the things you can't do. You know, those are the...
I know.
What are you eating? Because you have to be able to survive. Are you having smoothies?
Bones. Blood.
I believe that in a weird way. I literally believe it.
Nosferatu diet.
That's the thing with Olivia is just everything you say, it. You kind of have no choice but to believe it.
I do believe that even she's though you eating doubt a bag so of bones.
Have you ever eaten a bag of bones?
In what form?
Just a bag of bones.
Powder form or hard?
No, I think hard.
No.
Powder form?
No.
Okay, I'm glad we asked both sides of that.
You don't get the bag of bones at Erewhon?
No. But I do, I must say, did I say that I'm hungry? I'm like so delirious and hungry.
So how have you been eating?
I've just been like... eating mashed potatoes, making really melty smoothies, and just like spoon feeding myself.
Potatoes.
I had some yogurt yesterday, which is nice.
Yogurt?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been a yogurt?
No.
It's an incredible frozen yogurt place. It's so good. They have one in Glendale. They have one in
Yogurt?
They have one in Glendale, Santa Monica. Yoga? Like yoga?
Yogurt.
What's different about it?
Oh my God, it's like made with almond milk, I think, nut milk, and no added like sweeteners.
Oh.
It's all organic.
Oh, sounds and gross.
You know what, Shane?
You're a piece of shit.
If you're in
two
LA,
girls are talking about health.
And
how
you,
dare you?
And you come in here like the fucking constable that you are, swinging your little thing around. Not your
baton.
Okay, swinging your baton around. Okay? This is an AB conversation. You can baton your way out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can come back.
Okay, you're here. It's fine.
But yeah.
Wearing the Smoshmo shirt, and we love that. Such a good shirt. Yeah.
Where can I get it?
You're not allowed.
Fine.
On Smosh.
Smosh.com. Smosh.com.
I can't wait.
Till you can eat.
Till I can eat some food.
When?
Maybe in 3 days.
Ooh, that's a long time. Dude.
That is so long.
Can I tell you what I'm going to eat?
What are you going to eat?
Oh my God. I'm going to have like a really crunchy, crispy tuna melt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll be in Austin.
Ooh, you could probably get a really good tuna melt in Austin.
Mm. Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. Austin has great food. Texas, yeah. Texas food is...
Oh my God.
Delicious.
It goes ham.
I'm going to get maybe tuna melt.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get some barbecue, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Get some.
Do you like barbecue?
I don't really.
She doesn't like barbecue.
I don't really eat meat.
But tuna.
Can they like barbecue a fish?
They could try.
Okay, then I'll eat it. I'm gonna get like a tuna melt, and then I want to eat some like some sort of noodle from like a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Or some Din Tai Fung.
Oh.
Oh my God. Their chocolate dumplings.
Yeah.
I dream about
those
their
Nutella
chocolate
ones.
Dumplings.
I don't eat chocolate. My God.
Oh my. Have you
I've
not
had
gotten
it, but
them?
I don't like them. I don't like chocolate dumplings.
Oh my God. They're
no,
so
they're the best.
Good.
They're so good.
You guys, what is happening?
Oh.
Stop.
We're finishing.
Yeah, I was Meg Ryan there.
Oh, my God. They were also at the Oscars. This is me being people.com right now.
You're being so people.com.
Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal.
And the bingo card has been struck.
Oh, fuck me.
What?
She doesn't know about the bingo card.
Oh, we have bingo cards. Just ongoing bingo cards.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, do you stink?
No, I think that there's a specific type of...
She all of a sudden goes, oh, no, I stinky.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was wondering what was smelling so freaking bad. It's me.
It's okay.
Oh my God, I hate when this happens. It's
what
it's,
is it?
It's this detergent pod that I don't like to use.
So why do you have it?
I think when Sam was doing the laundry, he put in that pod.
That fucking piece of shit.
He's such a piece of shit.
I hate that smell. I've been smelling it all morning.
Why didn't you tell him?
He didn't know.
He doesn't know that you don't like the smell?
I think he didn't realize that we still have it, and I keep trying to hide that box of the...
Why don't you throw it out?
Yeah, throw it out.
I don't want to waste.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to use it eventually.
I was thinking about giving it to someone.
Oh, okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. That sucks.
I'm sorry I'm smelling so bad.
I didn't smell you.
You don't smell bad.
Let me tell you something.
You smell like a detergent, which can't smell bad.
Let me tell you a little something, Olivia. Shane smells so bad.
I know.
All the time.
Amanda, I know.
Everyone here knows it, but no one wants to tell him.
I know.
It literally smells like vomit.
I understand.
And like roadkill.
I know.
Like a little bit of poop. Like it's really bad.
I know. It smells like if you blend Cheez-Its and bacon in the oven.
No, it's like a bad cheese, but I feel really bad.
Have you ever, I'm not saying that I did this, but like, have you ever like, I'll tell you guys afterwards. I don't want to tell you right now. Because I forget that sometimes what you say, because sometimes what you say on here will be on there.
Forever.
Yeah. Kind of like how I smell really bad all the time.
That's why I just told you that secret.
Well, you know, it's before we record, I do a little spin.
Do a little spin?
Dude.
Dude, I'm gonna get dry socket for
real.
I do a little
spin and just let everything go, you know.
Nah.
just all at the same time.
Do you shower?
Yeah.
Not often.
I actually love showers.
No, you don't like showers.
I love showers.
I don't shower because I don't want to waste water.
Okay.
That's why.
That's also fine.
I love to shower. I like taking a tub even more.
What do you do with the excess water afterwards?
Bring it right back down the drain. Oh. Goodbye. Go to the ocean.
Same.
Save it for later.
No,
like pasta
don't.
Water.
No, you don't.
It's like pasta water. You save a cup. You save a cup of that bath water like you do with pasta water, and you put it back.
No. That
in
makes
the pasta.
Sick, sick, sick. Don't do that, guys.
Speaking of pasta, that sounds really good right now.
Probably does.
Oh, my God. But I can't have any spaghetti because I can't.
I feel like we found this woman outside, and we're like, hey, do you want to come to the pod? She's like, I know this pod.
Can I say a pitch that I had for a try not to laugh was for us to just find some guy on, like, LA casting and just bring a guy on and just be like, and treat him.
He's like, is this here for the
and
pirate?
Treat him like a huge celebrity. Be like, guys, we're doing Try Not to Laugh. And our guest today, it's Dale. And it's just some guy, like some like 60-year-old actor in LA. And he just earnestly just is in the episode with us.
That's literally how I got on Smosh.
I was going to say, what?
What?
That's how I got on Smosh.
How'd you get on? What? Okay.
How?
No, it really is. It was like a casting.
Right, I know, but like, yeah. I'm talking about just for one episode. And but we treat this guy like oh, it's Mike, and we treat him like he's a huge celebrity.
Yeah.
And at the end, we're like, Mike, where can people find you? And he's just like,
that's really sweet.
You know,
he's like, I'm an extra in.
You might see me in the background of this herpes commercial.
Why don't we
commercial.
Do that? That sounds really sweet.
I've been pitching it. We'll get
I
it
haven't
made
heard
someday.
This pitch.
I've pitched it.
Here we well if you send it to her email she'll read it.
Okay.
Sexy kitty girl.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Her
lady.
Her email is
no.com just that.
That's it. I figured out a way to not do a .com.
Pretty cool.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Did you know that you could
do
this?
Just take the mic off the table?
Do you know that we can do that?
Can I eat this?
Yeah. They are chocolate.
I think we need to, like, get Olivia some food.
Can I eat this?
I'm worried about...
I think we are all losing our minds a little bit right now.
I'm fine.
I feel stable.
I feel really good.
I feel stable is a crazy sentence.
I feel stable. That was real. That was real.
I feel not stable.
I'm just really testing the limits here, you know, because,
like,
don't
do too much.
Oh, God.
Can even stand up.
Wow.
Oh, no. Stinky boy stood up.
Well, Jerry, it seems the Dodgers are playing a really good game right now. I'm here outside of Dodgers Stadium. I'm here with a fan.
Ripping on acid right now.
Hi. Ma'am, how's it going today?
Very well. I'm stable.
Awesome. Anyways, back to you in the studio.
Thanks. We're back in the studio. That was one of our favorite announcers. He's actually going to be retiring this year.
What?
He's been pushed out many times, but he hasn't quite signed what we need him to sign. So thank you so much. That was awesome. Your name is, again?
Kirk.
Michael Turd. Oh. Dunk?
Dunk?
I don't have my basketballs. I am supposed
I feel
I usually
like
have my basketballs.
I am on... drugs.
Oh, I am on drugs.
I don't do drugs.
No, I'm actually just on Tylenol and Advil.
Those
only.
Are drugs.
And I'm and my world is spinning, but I'm stable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what
you
they
know. You
say.
Ever feel so lonely in a crowded room?
That's like that one song.
Kelly Clarkson.
You love Kelly Clarkson.
Of course, she's
the best.
An idol.
The best American Idol winner.
Ever.
Was she
hands
the,
down.
Was she the first?
She was the very
was first. The
first. And then they had that movie from Justin and Kelly.
Justin and Kelly.
I don't know.
I really liked Justin. I thought he was cool.
That?
Well, America didn't.
Remember, what's his name? William Hong?
Yeah.
Of course.
America loved him, too.
Also an idol.
Absolutely.
Remember Ruben Studdard? I'm sorry for 2004?
Yep.
No, I don't know that one.
That's because he won and had one single and that was it.
Remember Sanjaya?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Sanjaya. That's a throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Daughtry. Chris Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry was on.
Yeah, he got like seventh place, but then he ended up being like the most successful for that season.
Wow.
It's so weird,
man.
It's
like a modern day Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the Imagine Dragons were on American Idol?
No way.
You're totally lying. Not true.
You know the Chainsmokers were on American Idol?
No.
Nobody actually knows if the Chainsmokers are real.
Are real.
Oh, they're real.
Any two white guys could be the Chainsmokers at any time.
I know. You can't. You don't know who they are.
Can I just say I actually like one of their songs?
Which one? Which one?
The one with Halsey.
Mm.
You know, just give me a pop hit and I just like drink that up. I love like pop music. I love mainstream music too.
I do too.
We could end this Try Not to Laugh soon. Do you want more time? Do you want like, do you want to try to get some more, pop some more jokes off?
All right, let's pop off.
I don't even think she's trying.
All right.
I think she's just being.
I'm going to give you another, we'll give you what, another minute to, yeah, to try to just go ham.
Okay.
Get some laughs in.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't believe you're real.
Okay. Hit me with that one. Pretty good. Pretty good there.
Okay.
Hey, Olivia, let's keep going.
Why am I the one making you laugh?
I'm giving you the opportunity to get some.
Come on.
Make some people
come
laugh.
At me.
Oh, okay.
Come at me.
Wow.
So great.
All right.
They have so much history, so I just get to enjoy.
Oh, God, I wasn't expecting this.
Well, we're in the ring now.
Okay.
Don't knock my teeth out because they're gone.
I can't. Yeah, they're out there somewhere.
I'm just sitting here being like, who got these tickets to this battle? Oh, they were free.
Yeah. I saw I did see an episode of Yo Mama that was like this, though.
Oh, I love Yo Mama.
We love Yo Mama.
No.
We love Yo Mama.
We love Yo Mama. That's something about
this
me
episode.
And Olivia. We love Yo Mama.
Wow. I feel like I've learned so much about you guys.
You've learned nothing about me.
You don't know.
I don't know. Less. No, I know. I didn't learn anything about you.
Let's be clear. If you're listening to this episode, you've become dumber.
No. No. Don't say that. Don't say that.
I am become dumber.
I be stupid
Let's
already.
Let's figure out who won this episode.
All right, we're ending
it. I become dumber.
We're ending it now. What's
the
score?
She definitely got me the last two.
Yeah, okay. Who was in third place?
Olivia laughed 16 times.
Whoa!
I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked by that.
And the winner by 1 point. By 1 point. Shame.
Let's go.
What? And you don't rarely win.
You're funny. You're funny.
Yeah.
You're funny.
You're funny.
It's not true what they say about you.
Who says what?
Don't tell him.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That was too much.
Okay. Well, we're done now. Now we can talk normal.
What do you mean talk normal?
She's.
Oh, I thought you actually got your wisdom teeth out?
No, yeah, I got them out for this
totally
bit.
Totally kidding. You would do that.
No, her face is a stop sign. That's what she said.
I 100% believe that you would be like, oh, it'll be really funny if I get my wisdom teeth pulled for this podcast.
Honestly, thought
you would
that
do something
and it
like
happened.
That.
But it wasn't on purpose. It was an emergency that she needed to get them done.
It was so painful, you guys.
Man, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
But here we are, and I'm fine, I hope. Guys, please pray for me. I really don't want dry socket. Like, I guess it's kind of worth it.
Guys, pray for Olivia. She doesn't want dry socket. It's the first time I've ever heard of dry socket, and I really don't want my wisdom teeth taken out.
Anyways, thank you for being here, Olivia.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for allowing me to be here while looking like a house.
Of course.
Of course.
We don't care what you look like.
We don't care what
really?
You look like.
We do not care at all.
Okay.
Don't care.
All right.
It's a pod. People
this
can't
is an audio podcast,
okay.
So they don't have to look at you.
Yeah, it's fine. Shane, you won. Well done. You get
thank you.
You get that gift
that
card.
That gift card.
And you get my cup.
And I get Olivia's cup.
Just kidding. Give me that back.
No. Anyways.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
We'll see you later. Best of luck to you. Watch the town.
You don't have to.
Go to Boston. Get your wisdom teeth out. Don't get dry socket.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.